Hello.
Satnam City Gyan, Hargobind.
Hi, Hargobind. Good to hear you. Thanks for putting me in touch with Loretta.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for talking to her. She really enjoyed it.
Oh, good.
Satnam.
Satnam, did I hear Rahmani?
No, it's Harinder.
Hi, Harinder. Who else
How
is here?
Amrit Kaur.
Amrit?
Yes.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Who else is here?
Neela.
Hey, how's it going?
Jai Hari? Great. And who else?
Neela New Jersey.
Hi, I didn't quite get your name. Say it again, dear.
Neela.
Neela, welcome. And who else?
Hi. Kehar Kar.
Kehar. Hey, Kehar.
Hi.
And who else?
Sadleen.
Sadleen, hi there.
Hi.
Okay, welcome everybody. I'm so glad to have you all here. We've had a wonderful solstice and ladies' camp. And now we're back again. It's like a whole new adventure when those two things come up here. Let me tell you, it's big. So I'm glad to have everybody here. Baba Siddhi Chand is here. He says, yes, I have lots of information for you. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started, and I welcome to everybody, whether we've heard your name or not. Okay, so sit straight, please. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. Through the nose. Eyes at the third eye point. Focusing through the third eye point. Continuous breath. And relax into your third eye point. Go very, very deeply. Oh, and be sure you're not breathing into the phone. Okay, it's a little distracting. Okay, breathe long and deep. Relax, relax. Relax into that beautiful third eye point. This is an amazing doorway to the unseen areas. But the fully wise, the fully supportive, the fully loving dimensions, of which you are a member, by the way. Inhale to begin. Breathe long and deep. Through the nose. And begin heart breath. That is, on the exhale, feel as though you're breathing out of your heart. All that bottled up stuff, let it flow from your heart. can now begin sending heart breath to each other, to all of us as a joined soul. Remember, this is an amazing opportunity. And the way that we enter this new time, the way that we go through the transformation by connecting at heart, purely with great devotion, love, and attention. Just join at the heart. Now, send this heart energy to anybody in the whole world who would enjoy having it. And that goes with an invitation to, for them to connect and exchange as well. Please inhale. Inhale fully and totally expand your heart. It's just a beautiful place of light, you know, like the fireworks. Begin while you're holding your breath. Send this incredible light, sparkling light, pure and powerful. Send it out. Exhale and inhale totally. Now inhale and simultaneously feel that sparkling, beautiful light coming in from the infinite, from the collective, from the back of your heart, sending it out through the front of your heart, making an absolute total connection, receiving and giving all in one. Exhale and breathe, and realizing that you are an incredible processing plant, you might call it, along the way. Fully involved. Good. And breathe. And welcome. And as you can see, Bubba Zuti Chun's already here, and he is, he's giving those instructions. He says, you can do that anytime you want. He says, please do it. He says, we love to do it. Okay, so now he's saying, don't get worried about the timing. Don't get worried about the timing of this transformation. As he said before, the ship has already left the dock, meaning that the Aquarian Age has already begun. And anything that you might feel is to the contrary, he says, that's illusion. That's illusion. It has begun. Okay. So now, sir, what do you want to tell us today? He says, I'm telling it already, he says. Okay. Okay, so now he would like you to become totally involved in your heart. He says, when you look at yourself, this incredible, beautiful mechanism of who you are, you may think, well, your breadbasket is the most important. He says, you think you need to eat in order to survive and so on and so forth. Or you might think, oh, it's your brain. Without your brain, you cannot think, you cannot move, you cannot do, you cannot direct your meditations. He says, those are important. He says, but every bit of you is important. He says, you know, when you step on a thorn or on a needle, he says, you know how little that is? And how it affects you totally? He says, every bit of you is so important. And he's giving you the love and care to wrap yourself in. So please feel it now. Feel that love and care that he is offering you in order to wrap yourself into it for the sake of healing, for the sake of nourishment, and for the sake of kindness, connecting, giving and receiving. He says every bit of you gives and receives. He says your problems come when you cut anything off. Now, he's not telling you to go to excess on the physical level. He's not telling you that. But he is saying that on the emotional level, on the reasoning level, if you cut yourself off from people, from attitudes, from the connection with other people at the most purest standard, he calls it, he says, then we all suffer. He says he loves the blessing of your connecting. And he invites you also to love the blessing of your connecting. Now, he is not telling you to spread your poop all over either. He's saying, no, just keep that at home while you process it. What he means is when you get upset, when you get into a blaming mode, when you get into feeling a victim, he's asking you to please keep that at home and work it out with him. He says, but as that heals, as that unfolds, please, he says, please let it go out. He says, you know how the most beautiful perfume of a rose just expands itself? He says, allow it to connect in that way. Allow the beauty of your own energy, your own essence, to expand from you, which is totally fulfilling, and to expand and to fulfill, touch others, he says, to touch others. And he says that is the beauty of giving, the beauty of giving, that it tickles, it enlivens, it warms others. And when that happens, he says, you are also, he says, you receive a rebound. Well, he says you receive a rebound whether you also when you send out the poopy stuff, so why do it? So he says, please feel that gorgeous energy and rely on it. He says, this is not just a dreamy, airy-fairy stuff. He wants you to be very clear about that. This is not dreamy, airy-fairy. And what you should really be, and in this coming out of the Piscean age, what we think that we need are properly balanced account books, not only in terms of money, but in who gave me what and what I gave them and on and on. He says, no, that's much too complicated, and that's not going to work for you in these times coming up. He says, that have already started. Now, when he's saying this, he is not telling you to not have clear and healthy boundaries. He says, no. He says, when people want to gobble you up, when they want to hammer you as part of their own self-projection, he says, no. He says, no, I'm not asking you to accept that. What I'm asking you to do is to go into your most cozy place, express the fact that this will not work for you, and to send them kindness, the same sweetness, the same he calls it emollient of the rose. This is what you are to share, and this is what will heal. Of course, it takes forgiving and so on to be able to overcome that hurdle of being hurt, being smashed, and so on. And if you don't do that, then you make yourself a cage. He says, nobody can operate properly in this new time if you hang on to your cage. And what he means is, for instance, you feel that somebody has abused you mightily. He says, bless you. We understand the pain of it. He says, and we are doing our best to let you understand that there is opportunity in that. And he is not trying to tell you that you are not respected for the pain that you have gone through. He says, but as you stay in that pain, you keep yourself in a cage, and you also give out really kind of spiky electric energy that is painful to others, not only the people who you feel have put the pain on you, but also to everyone in your environment. He says, hurt is not something that you take lightly, but rather you go more and more deeply, more and more deeply to discover its real source. And of course, the real source has to do with your soul and what your soul and its really divine wisdom and divine love have set up for you. He says, as you transform that, as you forgive it, you will find that you have so much more ability, so much more love, so much more incredible benefits than you could have ever engaged in otherwise. So when he says forgive, he's talking about letting go of that... He's asking me to describe it in the way I normally describe it, and that is that you, if you forgive deeply, meditatively, if you forgive the pain, if you give the perpetrator the pain, if you forgive yourself for having engaged in accepting the pain on whatever level, you know, even as a baby, there is an acceptance by the soul of the pain because that's the karmic root so that you can gain the opportunities. But if you forgive deeply and deeply that pain or whatever, you dissolve what I call the bungee cord that attaches you to that pain. Because it seems as though any other way to try to get rid of it, it seems as though that pain comes whomping back at you like it's on the end of a bungee cord, whomping right back in your face. If you deeply, deeply forgive, meditatively, you dissolve that bungee cord. It's more for yourself than for the other person, but then you can finally relax. Relax out of your cage. Relax out of the smallness, the hurt, the difficulty, so that you can expand and become your real self. And because of that transformation, having gone through that whole process, going through the transformation, you actually have developed incredible ability to spread this wisdom, this healing, and so on, that you have developed in the process. You change the polarities to become hurt and small, to becoming beautiful, broad, healer, being able to expand that energy. So now he's asking you to do long, deep breathing. Long, deep breathing. Expand your heart. And now if there is some pain, he says you can start by forgiving the person who gave you that pain, who you perceive gave you that pain, although it was actually your soul entered in negotiation with the other soul to have this happen. But now just forgive the person deeply, meditatively. forgive yourself for having accepted the pain or participated in it. Having believed it. And let Baba Siddhichan take that pain. Let him pull it out of your heart. You can watch him doing it as you forgive, as you do the long deep breathing, do heart breath. Allow him to take the pain. As he takes the pain, your polarities are actually shifted. Allow him to take the pain. Keep up. He says, this is the most sacred process imaginable on earth. Most sacred process imaginable. Let him take any feelings of smallness, any feelings of guilt, any feelings of being a victim. Any confusion as to knowing who you really are? Opening, allowing it to move. He says you have to understand that this is energy. He says you think that things that you can touch with your hands are real. He says, oh, my dears, this is so much more real. So much more real. And so much more malleable. So much easier to change. Allow the rigidity to flow out of you. Allow the blaming to let go. Forgive the blaming. As long as you carry, as long as you keep yourself in the cage of non-forgiveness and blaming, you keep yourself in that cage and you cannot expand to who you really are. Every difficulty is an opportunity to heal. And in that healing, you gain access to incredible areas of expansion within yourself. That's why Soul sets it up. Breathe. Good. And just melt out of holding. Melt out of that holding pattern. This is, holding pattern might say, this is my pain, this is my identity, that person did this. Let yourself melt out of it. Use the breath. And that hard core, that hard nugget that you might find in your heart, allow it to melt. Use your breath. Your breath is such a flowing, flowing energy. Such a beautiful energy. He says, let those blocks of ice, let those black balls, let them just melt in this most exquisite, most God breath. It is your energy. It's not just, air. It is your energy, your sacred energy that is flowing out of your heart. He's taking it back for recycling. And he's doing a happy dance while he does it. It makes him exquisitely happy to see you release this. These things can build up as our identity, and who would we be if we didn't have that pain? He says, oh, it's a terrific and wonderful surprise like you've never had on Christmas morning. He says, it is exciting. It's a beatific blessing. Let go of the bars of that cage. Use your heart breath. Any stubbornness, let it go. You can only help yourself if you do this. Because in the coming time, or I should say, as we move more into this amazing transformation, all of those cages will trip us up. They will trip us up unbearingly. So let them go now. Good, good. Keep up now. Even the feeling of being mad, and how could I possibly forgive this person, that person? How could I forgive God for putting me in those terrible situations? It just takes your permission to let it go, to forgive, so that you can then claim what is waiting for you. That's it. Keep up. Peaceful and pure. Air is what it feels like, a most gentle breeze, most full of intelligence and love and relaxation. Allow your life to change. It's what you say you want, so now allow it. Allow it. All of your tears and all of your self-righteousness to move. Let it flow down that river. Wonderful. And as you do this now, accept. Just accept, look around and find who you are, really. Congratulations. And allow this new energy, this new understanding, this pain-free, allow it to move in your body. Allow it to be open in your body and flowing. There's a kind of energetic nutrition to it and relaxation. And begin to feel who you are. Feel who you really are now that you have allowed your cage to evaporate. Feel the beauty of who you are. And the kindness and the grand ability. As you do this, new ideas will be occurring to you that had previously been blocked. New awareness, new understanding of who you really are, allowing your identity to seek its own course, which is huge. Feel your presence. Your presence is totally, totally divine. As you let go of the cage, you find that who you are is totally divine and yearns to connect most sacredly and most deeply with those that we call others. This is the essence of the new age. Connecting totally and deeply with others. Not succumbing to, not living under, not controlling, not blaming, but purely sharing. Purely sharing, understanding that we are elements of the same God consciousness. And he says, don't forget during the day, he says, in order to continue this, he says, don't forget to be conscious of it and do your happy dance. Happy dance is like when a 4-year-old gets really happy, you know how they jump up and down and shake. He says, that's a happy dance. They're very pure little beings. He says, you do it too. Be aware and share. And inhale, and exhale, and breathe. He says, and just breathe this beautiful fresh air. You can open your eyes, look around, be present. He says, isn't it beautiful to touch the essence of you? He says, that is sharing the throne of God. That is living in your own pure and divine essence that is no longer caged. Okay, now regular breath. And so now, of course, he's asking you to, for any comments or questions. Hello?
Hi, it feels absolutely beautiful.
Oh, good. Who is this?
Ranjit.
Hi, Ranjit.
Hi, Soul Answers. Your heart speaks here.
I want you to know, huh?
So purely and divinely.
I want you to know that this is an embodiment of Divine Mother that we hear right now.
Uh-huh.
And so how did it feel, Ranjit?
So pure and beautiful and flowing.
Mm-hmm.
Expansive, Sarikian. Very, very expansive.
Oh, good. I'm so happy. And I'm so glad that you're with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My joy to do so.
Anybody else?
Sarikian?
Yes.
This is Sadleen.
Hi, Sadleen.
Hi. It was really great. It definitely was very freeing. And I realized for myself that those hurts and that victim attitude is kind of a core belief of mine. So I guess it's just something that I need to practice more and more.
Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you said that, Sutleen. Do you know how pervasive this idea of being a victim is as a core belief? And I'm so happy that you have the wisdom to shine a light on that. This is just incredible. And you know, and most of us have this, by the way, and it is as we let go of this that we actually, you know, when we have it, we draw those activities to us that make us feel small and so on. And now I'm not talking about you, okay? I'm just doing a riff on this, okay?
Oh, no, I agree.
Okay. That when we feel like we're a victim, what happens is that many of the interactions that we have in life, even if somebody's trying to help us, we are very expert at turning around and turning it all around to make it appear to ourselves that they are, that those other people who might be neutral or trying to help us are actually victimizing us. It's quite an amazing thing that we do. And I'm not calling out you, I'm just saying that's a human thing that we do. And also our vibration as a victim calls in really big difficulty for us as well. And it shuts the door, that cage shuts the door on the ability to turn that around. So I really congratulate you for understanding that. And once you understand that, and you become a detective, a consciousness detective, then things change. You're on top of it. You're working with it. And that's the most extraordinary thing, the most sacred thing, he calls it. So thank you so much for that realization. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I have a question. I can think back to incidences maybe in my childhood that definitely contributed to it, but in order to release it fully, do I have to be aware of the real root, so to speak?
You mean consciously?
Yeah.
No, all you have to do is to be aware of the pain and forgive the pain, knowing that soul set it up. So, you know, in our, this is my Reader's Digest description of karma, okay? Soul sets it up so that at one point in our lifetimes, we become the giver of pain, or whatever it is, the giver of poopiness. And then after that, whether in the same lifetime, other lifetimes, or whatever, then we become the receiver of it. We become the victim of it. Our identity goes totally into being the victim. And then we have the ability to go into the healing. Now, the reason soul sets it up that way is so that we get to know that area, whatever that area is. We get to know it from every angle, inside out. We get to know it. And then as we go through the healing of it, it's like these like lumps of coal have been formed in this room, so to speak, and it's very dark. As we go through the healing of it, all the polarities change. They switch. It's like the room is opened up to the sunlight, and these, what I'm calling lumps of coal or hurt or whatever they are, they get changed into what are called gems and jewels. You know how crystals have the ability to move energy, even electricity? Well, all of those difficult things now have become, because the polarity has changed, become incredible sources of working wisdom, healing abilities, and abilities totally in that area. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, wow. Good. thank you.
So you see how soul really sets these things up as opportunities. So whatever your pain is, heck, why not jump into the healing so you can get all that, so you can participate in it all. This was actually made clear, huh?
I said that's beautiful. Thank you.
Sure. I will tell you that when I was married, it turned out that my husband had a mental disorder, and of course, I was a victim. My soul agreed to go through that, and then after he died, his consciousness stayed around for a couple of weeks, and we worked together. But the thing is that at the end, he said, "Okay, now I'm going to go and be reborn in Estonia." I think he said, "I'm going to be reborn as a woman who supports a troubled man." I said, "Oh no, don't do that." I know from experience that's not good. But there was no question one way or the other. It was so strong and so clear. You could tell that it was his soul that had decided to do that. And at that point, I realized, oh, these things are soul's decisions. So that's what we're just doing here. We're on this marvelous path of healing. Isn't that fun? Well, yeah. Fun in the biggest sense. Does anybody else have any questions or comments?
Thank you for sharing, because the stories, real stories, it's giving us support, not crazy or seeing things like, ghosts or something like this. It's, thank you for saying this real story of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's very helpful.
Good. And I know that you have experiences as well, and because of our culture, it's not accepted. And so it's hard to accept who you really are.
Yeah.
Right. Well, God bless you, dear. You're really into the truth of it. Don't worry about the culture that's lagging behind, okay?
Thank you. I'm close to Estonia.
Oh!
I know this. It's same culture. Your husband knew about history of this part. It is like...
Yes, it's the same for all us humans, no matter where our bodies are. Okay, God bless you.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So he's giving you all a great, huge hug and gathering us all to his heart. Whether you are on the line now or if you are on the recording, no matter what year, he says he is hugging you to his heart now. Okay, so God bless you all, and send your love to each other now.
Thank you.
It's a freedom. It's a freedom. Mm. God bless you all. Okay, palms together at the center of the chest. Long, deep breathing. And Kahar, would you lead us, please?
Sure.
We're so happy to have you back. So happy.
Right. Inhale. Lay the long time sunshine upon you. All around you. And the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on, guide your way on.
And inhale. And may you experience the bliss. blessing of your own holiness, your own connection, your own exquisite, divine, and unending love. God bless you all. Satnam. Talk to you next
week.
Bless
you. Satnam.
Satnam.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.